Aloha and happy Mother's Day. Hi, Mom. Our streaming church service is about to begin, but before we roll that countdown, let me take a moment to orient you to our service, especially if this is your first time. The goal of our time together is to create a church experience that is as close as possible to walking through the doors of a physical church. So one of the ways that we do that is using the chat window. We encourage you to engage in chat when you join us. Use your real name, say hi to your friends, or make some new ones. It's a pretty friendly group. But maybe you've joined us today and you're going through a rough time and you're looking for somewhere to turn for help. Well, good news. There is a team of volunteers who are standing by each service to listen and pray with you. It's private, it's confidential, and it blesses both of you when you bring your needs to the Lord together. So I hope you see that this isn't just something that you watch. This is an experience you participate in. And that's always true, whether we're meeting online or in person. So let's get this service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
Hi, welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa.
Aloha. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus. Have a blessed day.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus. Woo!
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa.
Good morning. We're so glad you're here. You could not have picked a better weekend to join us. This morning, Pastor El Morihara will be speaking about what happens when God shows up. But before he does, let's go ahead and worship together the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful time of worship. In this moment, we just invoke your presence. This is a prayer of invocation, God, for your presence with us, to welcome your presence, to acknowledge that you are with us. Thank you, God, that you will never leave us or forsake us because of Jesus. And we just recognize your presence right now in every household that is watching, every person that is watching. You are with us. Thank you, Jesus, for this amazing access that we have to God through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today, we just want to say a very, very special prayer for our moms. And so if mom is there, would you gently put your arm around her or place your hand on her shoulder? And let's pray for mom today on this wonderful Mother's Day, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for mom. Thank you, God, that by your design, this is your plan. You would bring every person in the human race into this world through a mother. Thank you, God, that your plan was that as we would look up from our cribs, the very first face that we would see is that of someone who loves us unconditionally, who will love us forever. And Lord, this is you. This is by your design. You are extending your love toward us through mom. And it's our first experience of unconditional love. And so thank you, Lord, for mom today. Thank you for every meal that she's cooked and every diaper she changed and just all the different ways in which she has served the household. Thank you, Lord, for her care for us when we were sick or we were hurt or injured or we bruised our elbows or our knees. There she was, taking care of us. And Lord, thank you for her mentoring. Thank you for what you taught us through our moms through the years. Thank you, Lord, that she taught us to be kind, to be gentle, to be caring, to be compassionate, to care for other people just as she cared for us. From her modeling, Lord, we learned how to be caring people, good people. And Lord, we want to pass that lesson on. And with that in mind, we also pray for all the spiritual moms out there. You didn't necessarily give birth biologically, but you are spiritual moms to us. And that is to say, you mentored us. You taught us. You showed us the way. So we thank you, Lord, for all the moms out there who mentored us in the spirit as well. And we just want to bless mom today. In Jesus' name, all God's children said, amen. All right. So today, mom, no cooking or cleaning for you. So gang, you know what to do. Bless mom today. Amen. All right. Now watch this.
Happy Mother's Day, mom.
Hi, mom. Happy Mother's Day. I just want to thank you for everything you have done for me the last 27 years of my life. I really do appreciate all the sacrifices you have made. God has blessed me with an amazing mother. Today it's all about you, Mom. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you very much.
Thank you for taking care of us and always being there.
Why I love my mama? Because she taught me how to be Christ-like, and she was always there for me, just like the Lord, to come back to her with loving, open arms.
Aloha everyone, my name is Keola and my mom is Kimmy. And I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And right now I'm in Japan and it's kind of rainy, but I wanted to show everyone the sakura trees because it just started to bloom in Hokkaido. But anyways, one reason why I love my mom so much is because I know she gives me the unconditional love that not everyone is lucky to have. So it makes me feel grateful to know that my mom is always there for me, even if I'm thousands of miles away from her in a foreign country. And one story I want to share about how much my mom loves me is one time in last October, I was traveling and I traveled by myself to Taiwan. and I ended up missing my plane ride back to Japan. So I called my mom in tears because I was so afraid, because the security in the airport in Taiwan wasn't very understanding of my situation, and they just kicked me out of the airport, and I had no air ticket or money to go back to Japan, where I'm studying right now. So of course, the first person I had to call was my mom, and she picked up, and she was in the middle of work, but she stopped everything just for me and made me feel so grateful, and just reminded me how our mothers and our parents will always be there for us when the unexpected happens. So everyone have a great Mother's Day, and stay indoors when you can, and wear masks. Yes, okay. Okay, bye-bye. Aloha.
Mommy, I love you so much. You're the best mom in the entire world, and I don't know how I would do this life, this crazy life without you. You take care of us. You love on us. And there's just no replacing you. You are the best mom, and I love you times a million. Happy Mother's Day. Do you want to say anything?
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you.
I love you, Popo.
I love you, Popo.
You want to tell her? I love you.
I love you, Popo.
Hannah, you love Popo?
I love you, Popo.
Okay.
I love my mom because she is always there for me no matter what, and we can always share a good laugh. Love you with all my heart, Mom.
I love my mom because she's very supportive in every way and very kind.
I love my mom because she helps us do our homework and she gives warm hugs.
I love my mom because she reads us books and she takes care of us.
We love you, Mom!
Aloha, I'm Pastor Rich, and we are so glad that you've joined us today here at New Hope Central Oahu Online, especially if this is your first time. We would love the opportunity to get to know you better, and so we invite you to fill out our online connection card. It's our way of staying connected to what's happening in your life and ways that the church can serve you better. And remember, you can fill out that connection card 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, as you're filling that out, I have a few things to share with you. The first is an Aloha Teams update. A week ago, the Aloha Team partnered with St. Stephen's and House of Blessings Church to distribute nearly 200 bags to those in need. The recipients received bread, eggs, and various goods, as well as prayer, for which they were very grateful. The Aloha Team needs your support. They are asking for help in the form of canned goods and non-perishable food items for another public food distribution coming up on Friday, May 15th in the heart of Wahiwa. Goods can be dropped off by contacting Kim and Tony Soroka at 808-341-1732 or just by emailing goalohateam@gmail.com. Now, the next semester of Transformation Academy will be starting this summer, and there are classes on how to raise kids, how to understand and communicate the Bible, and how to be fit, both physically and spiritually. Be sure you're investing time in your own personal growth so that you're a better person by the end of the summer. See the class listing on our website, nhcohawaii.org/Transformation Academy. And don't forget, there are opportunities throughout the week to grow and stay connected to. Celebrate Recovery, Midweek Worship, Ohana Groups are just some of the ways that we continue to meet and fellowship throughout the week. For more information on that or anything else here at New Hope Central Oahu, please visit our website, nhcohawaii.org. Now it's the time where we continue in worship through giving. Now, if you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we would encourage you to give as the Lord leads. How? Well, you can use the Give buttons right here on this page, or you can click the Give with Pushpay button in the upper right of our website, nhcohawaii.org, or you can text the letters NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Father God, thank you so much, Lord, for this beautiful day. Lord, for this day to gather together with your people and worship you and learn about you and to support the what you're doing in the world, God. And so, Father, Lord, we just ask that you would use these gifts that we give and you would use it to build your kingdom, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the ability to give because, Lord, we recognize everything we have came from you. Lord, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, now it's time for us to take the field for this week's When God Shows Up message delivered by Pastor Earl Morihara titled Get Into the Game.
I'm here at Mililani High School Football Stadium. Yes, it's empty for now, but it is here that we see the crowds gather, especially when a big game is on. And in due time, the stadium will be filled again, with the crowds all coming to be spectators for the big game on the field. Right now, the plan for amassing again in big crowds is unclear. Plans are changing daily. It is so uncertain. For us as a church, at first, it was maybe Easter. Now, maybe not until the fall, and maybe even longer at that. Plans keep on changing. And if Jesus could somehow show up, I wonder how he would respond to all that's happening to us today. And one of our biggest American pastimes, football in the fall, is in question. You see, this stadium represents a place where crowds of people, and hopefully in the fall, will come and watch football, especially during homecoming or when a league championship game is on the line and there would be crowds of people here. You ever wonder what Jesus' response would be to the crowds? You see, in Jesus' day, crowds gathered from far and wide to see Jesus. Maybe not all amassing in stadiums like this, but crowding around him to hear his teachings, see him perform miracles, and get close enough just to touch him for their healing. And it was in this moment, in the beginning of his ministry, and in the midst of the pack of people, that his master plan would be revealed. His plan to reach the whole world and show up in people's lives. Let me read to you about our master plan. And it goes like this from Mark 3:7. Jesus went out to the lake with his disciples, and a large crowd followed him. They came from all over Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, from the east of the Jordan River, and even from as far north as Tyre and Sidon. The news about his miracles had spread far and wide, and vast numbers of people came to see him. Jesus instructed his disciples to have a boat ready so the crowd could not crush him. He had healed many people that day, so all the sick people eagerly pushed forward to touch him. And if you had a map, you'd see that these places mentioned were 20 to 50 miles around Galilee. It's like people from all the different parts of Oahu coming in as crowds to see Jesus, all gathering because of his radical message and his miraculous healings. And you see, if it were today, COVID-19 patients would be wheeled to his side for mass healings. And he had star power for sure, and the crowds show that. But it wasn't the crowds that Jesus was drawn to. You'd think he'd be attracted to the crowds, especially knowing that he wanted to reach the whole world. Instead, he instructed his first disciples to have a boat ready. So probably it was Peter and his brother Andrew who got the boat for him and to get him out of the crowd. And we don't get to hear what Jesus says, but I wonder if he said this: "Hey guys, I got this important decision to make for tomorrow. And it's not about being with the crowds." So right after this, we get to see Jesus' master plan to reach the world in verse 13 to 15. Jesus went up to the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have the authority to drive out demons. See, the plan wasn't going to be done from inspiring the crowds from afar. It would be done from being up close and personal and in and through community. From his selection of the people out of the crowd to be his faithful followers where Jesus would show up in their lives over and over again. And what can we learn from this passage regarding his plan? In verse 14, he says this, he appointed 12, and so easy to miss, but he says this, he appointed the 12 to be with him. It was a call for his men to be in relationship with him. Number two, sent them out to preach. It really was a call to share the good news. And third, to have authority to drive out demons, to do his ministry. You see, there will always be crowds, but Jesus is looking for community where he'd show up in our lives face to face so that he could impart his truths directly to us and breathe life into our lives and speak about who we are and our identity, where he can speak directly to our issues, calm our fears, and help change our stinking thinking to be more kingdom-like. And Jesus knew he couldn't do that from afar. He had to do that from up close and personal. That was his master plan to reach the world. His investment into a community of followers that would catch his heart and spread that throughout the world. See, for us today, we should ask ourselves this question. Are we in the crowd, or have we responded to Jesus' call to become part of his community? Let me illustrate this. In due time, the stadium will be filled with crowds again, all coming to watch some kind of football or sporting event or band competition. And if you're in the crowd, in these stands, you can come and go as you please. Choose which games to attend. People don't really know who you are. You can keep to yourself. And for a while, it's fun. At least you're at the game. But it's not until you get out of the stands and onto the field and onto the team that you can experience the joy of winning. And it's not until you get on a team, start training with the team and playing that you'll become a player. And you're not just playing alone, you're playing on a team with others who have decided to get out of the crowd and onto the field so that you can experience firsthand about being a part of the team. That's the game of football. Likewise, the crowd in Jesus' time represents those in the stands, watching him from afar. But God wants more than spectators as his followers. He is looking for players. Yeah, players he could coach. Life coach to help them transform and be world changers and do the things as Jesus did. And Jesus calls each of his faithful followers out by name. And this is an account of Luke's gospel from Luke 6, 12 to 16. And it goes like this. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray. And he spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. Simon, whom he called Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. You see, I believe Jesus still calls out people today. He'll probably say, hey, Dan, I see you. Come on down. Be a part of the team. Kimo, hey, Sally, Lehe, come on down as well. Be a part of this community, this team. Yes, from out of the stands and onto the field. And he'll do so in such a personal way like he did with his first faithful followers. You see, for me, I was in college when God called me out of the stands and onto the playing field. I had said yes to Jesus because of this promise of the gift of eternal life. And that's why I got into the stadium. Did I want to become a player, identify it as a Christian, change my ways, have a new lifestyle? Well, not really at first. But because I was randomly placed with a Christian doormate who kept on inviting me, I would say more bugging me, to get out onto the field and play. It was my first call to a community of believers because he invited me. He said, come to my Bible study. And I thought to myself, study the Bible? I can think of so many other things better to do on a Friday night, like party hardy. And so I said, you know, I'll give it a try once. And the good thing is I went and I never stopped going. In fact, the next week I invited my girlfriend and she joined me, and she joined that community, and that's my wife today, Gail. And that's the best decision I made as a player. Not that kind of player who checked out chicks, no, but a player on God's team. where I began to hear Jesus speak to me and learn about his ways to win in the game of life. I instantly became surrounded by people who'd help me to hear from my life coach, Jesus. And I began this amazing journey on this new team, Team Jesus, where my life began to change for the better. My values, my identity, my future aspirations all became clear. And as I look back, like Pastor Glenn shared last week, God used many mentors to mentor me to the Master. Jesus called me out, and I didn't know it then, but I'm so glad I responded to his call to get on the field and onto the team and be a player. And that's a huge reason I am who I am today. So how does this relate to the Master Plan and New Hope Central Oahu? All of you have walked into the stadium, our weekend services, well, for now online, and it's so okay to be in the crowd for a while. But eventually, Jesus wants to get you out of the crowd and into his community. And there are so many settings where you can go from crowd to community at New Hope Central Oahu. And God may just use someone to invite you out of the stands and into that community. You see, you could join a Transformation Academy class where we have these summer class sessions that are available now. Classes where you can learn with others. You could join in a Ohana group where you can find spiritual friends, mat friends as I call them, people who will be willing to carry you on your mat to Jesus when you can't carry yourself. All our campus pastors will be honored to help you get connected to a community. Just let us know. There are various ministries you can get connected to serve with. We call them ministry groups. And many of our ministries are tied to our normal weekend services. But that's another way you can get connected in community by serving and learning to use your gifts and talents and abilities to serve on the team. Well, for some of you, you've responded to God from the crowd to community and are thriving as a player on God's field. Some of you are even coaching others on the field and making them into future coaches. Jesus calls you a disciple maker, and he wants others to become disciple makers like you. Maybe some of you answered the call to community and you are seeing God show up more and more in your life. Continue your journey in community, seeing God show up more. Or maybe you're listening to this message and you're still in the crowd. Listen to one of Jesus' last play call to his community of followers before he'd go back to his Heavenly Father. And you've heard this before from Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." Did you catch his last promise at the end? Jesus promises to be with his disciples always, when he'd show up again and again in our lives, as we, like those disciples, participate in his master plan. But it starts with us by choosing to follow Jesus. God is going to choose to show up in our lives and speak to us beyond the noise of the crowd. We just got to choose to step down out of the crowd and onto the field. I'd like to invite you to respond to Jesus' invitation to participate in his plan for you to be his follower and to get on his team. And it starts here. And even if you've answered his call in the past, would you pray along with me as well? John 1:12 says this, "Yet to all those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Would you pray with me? Jesus, you've been calling my name from the stands. And I've heard your call, and now I want to heed it now to get out of the stands and get into your community and be a part of your family. Dear Jesus, I open up my heart. I receive you into my life. Come into my life. Forgive me of all of the things I've done wrong, which you call sin. And Lord, thank you so much for coming to my life and becoming my life coach. Now I choose to follow you. Now I choose to listen to you as my coach. I thank you for dying for me and now living your life in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you made a decision to get out of the stands and onto the field and onto God's team, you've become a part of God's family. And we want to celebrate the decision that you've become a Christian on God's team today. So would you reach out now to one of our prayer team members that is waiting for you to just identify yourself to be on God's team. And just let's celebrate the amazing decision you made today. Until next week, aloha.
Thank you for joining us. We pray that this morning's message spoke to you in a great and meaningful way. To connect with us, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, or message us, call us, or email us. We'd love to hear from you. Know that you are not alone in this season and beyond, but know that we are here. And until next week, know that God loves you, and so do we.